All right, welcome everyone to the first episode of the Wi-Fi Entrepreneur Podcast. My name is Jackson McKeon, and really appreciate you tuning in today. Today, I'm joined by a really special guest, John Danes. How's it going?
I'm doing well, bro. I've been the first guest on a lot of people's podcasts, and it's a really cool thing. I remember when I was first starting mine, so I appreciate you having me on, Jackson. I'm excited for this.
Yeah, for sure. Your podcast definitely inspired me to start mine, along with a couple others, but yeah, it's really awesome to have you as my first guest. So for those of you who don't know John, he's the host of the No Excuses Show, which is a top 50 business podcast on iTunes. And he interviews world-class entrepreneurs. One of them actually recently is Grant Cardone, which actually blew my mind when I heard it. Grant freaking Cardone. He's also the founder and CEO of 99 Media, which is a digital marketing agency. So he does it all. I really appreciate you coming on today, John. Let's get started. Okay, awesome. So I wanted to talk a bit about podcasting first, just because that seems to be your bread and butter. So let's start from the beginning. How'd you get started? How'd you hear about it, et cetera?
Okay, so there's a guy named Casey Adams. I'm sure everybody's probably listened to the
Rise of the Young
podcast.
Yeah.
He's a beast. So I started watching the kind of stuff that he was doing, and I was like, man, I think I can emulate this dude's kind of business model. And exactly what he's done, I think I can go try and do it myself. And just started interviewing people. The first guests I had on were the founders of a company called Entrepreneur Clothing. They had built up a pretty good brand at that time. So that got me some credibility in the space. And then I just kept doing some more interviews. Started in August of 2018. Let me backtrack a little bit. But interviewed them because I had already kind of built up a relationship with them through Instagram. I'd still never met them in person. Cool guys. Great dudes. David and Andres. And then one night I was in Kansas City, I was working with my mentor at the time, PJ, and I was staying at his house and working at his e-commerce business. And this was back in, it was like 8 months ago, I believe it was. And I was messing around on Instagram one night and I made like a funny video and I was talking about Ricky Gutierrez, who's the youngest millionaire in Gilbert, Arizona, huge YouTuber, just cool guy. And I've been watching his stuff for a long time now. And I made this funny video and he saw it and then he followed me on IG. And at this time I had no influencer connections, wasn't really connected in the space at all. Had like 4 posts on Instagram and I was just trying to start building my brand up. And Ricky hit me up and he's like, dude, you're hilarious. Love this video. He's like, if I can ever do anything for you, let me know. So I was like, cool, dude. So I was like, here's the time to shoot the shot. I was like, hey, Rick. Would love to do a podcast, just started it. And his business partner, Justin, actually was the one who was following me for a while and then told Ricky, like, yeah, dude, let's collaborate with this guy. So Ricky was like, yeah, dude, let me know where you're flying out from. I'm going to fly you to my house. And I was like, at this point, I wasn't really – see, I'm from Nashville, so like Goodlettsville originally, which is a really small town. So I've never been used, and I'm still not really used to the way things move so fast. You know what I mean? Like growing up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like growing up, I'm used to like waiting 3 months before booking a flight and planning trips and doing things like that. And Ricky was like, dude, I can fly you out next week. And I was like, dude, this is crazy. So he was like, yeah, come over to the house. We can film some content and I'll come on your podcast. And then I did that and it was an awesome experience. Ricky promoted it and then I really started to pick up a lot of traffic and I still have people that come over to my stuff from Ricky. So like super incredibly grateful for that experience. And then I just started leveraging the connection that I had with Ricky to interview all these other influencers and leveraging and being like, hey, I just interviewed Ricky Gutierrez and you guys are good friends. Let me interview you now. And then that led me up to, you know, all the stuff that I've been able to do. And from that, I built my relationship with Casey Adams and a bunch of other cool people in the space. So I still say it to this day, man, Ricky definitely helped put me on. And I'm really thankful for that. He did like a YouTube video. When I was in Miami in February and it was right before I interviewed Jet Set Fly. I was at this like influencer, like crazy party, tons of like big guys in the space were there. And I just texted Ricky and I was like, bro, I just want to tell you like how thankful I am for what you've done for me. And then after that, he made the YouTube video being like, yo, big shout out to John Danes. Like, thank you for everything, bro. And I was like, dude, no, thank you. And then kind of let up and kept leveraging that credibility to get to as many people as I've got to now, including like Grant Cardone.
Yeah, it's insane. So you never know what's going to, you know, set you off, right? Most of it's by surprise. You're not really calculating, you know, what specific influencer, what connection's really going to blow you up. But it seems like, you know, just out of complete surprised that Ricky really helped your career, which is awesome. Also a quick story about Casey. I met him at the Breakthrough event in New York, which was hosted by Sam Jacobs. And I asked him a specific question. I forget what the exact question was, but it was some advice about personal branding. And Casey had this straightforward answer just right away. He said, make a podcast. Like, that's the best thing you can do, because you can meet so many different people and you have that leverage where you can interview people that, you know, are becoming really successful and getting those contacts. And that's, I took that to heart, and then I started this podcast soon after, and it's been going great so far. I mean, we're 5 minutes in. Can't ask for any more. Awesome.
It's absolutely one thing I want to add to that, just off Casey's point, and you're smart for taking his advice. I am in no terms a huge influencer, but like, if you look, you know, I've built up a really incredible digital footprint on Safari, Google and all that, just because of all the people that I've interviewed. You have to think about how much content we're distributing on the internet and how much of a digital footprint you're building up. So like, if you were to search up John Dane's No Excuses on Google, there's page after page, and I've had some articles and press come out now, and all the people that I've interviewed, some of the people that I interview even put the interview that we do on their own YouTube channel. So it's a great way to build your digital footprint and take that, you know, market share on your name. Podcasting is literally the best way you could go.
Yeah, for sure. And that's why, you know, I thought it'd be great to have you on the first episode, because you seem to be, that seems to be your area that you've mastered, which is really awesome. So now we talked about the beginning. Now I really want to get into the whole Grant Cardone situation, because that absolutely blew my mind when I heard about it, because I'd already known about you. And then just seeing that, I was like, damn, you know, when you have Grant Cardone on your podcast, you know, you've made it. So that's pretty awesome. So how exactly did you make that happen? How did that whole situation come about?
Well, first of all, I appreciate you saying that. And it was a surreal experience for me as well. So back in, in January, I believe it was, before the 10X Growth Conference, I was in Grant Cardone's live stream, and he said, hey, if you're going to 10X, put 10X in the chat, and I'll bring you in the live. And so months and months and months before, I had sent Grant's assistant an email. He had said it like on the live stream, he said his assistant's email. So I reached out and said, hey, I want to interview Grant Cardone on my podcast. And at this point, the podcast was doing really well, but it wasn't like blowing up, and my Instagram page wasn't really like matching what I had going on with the podcast. So she was like, yeah, send me a link to your stuff. And I did. And then I never got a response. So Grant brought me in the live and was like, hey man, what's going on? I remember he looked at me. He was like, what's up, player? And it was in January. He's like, why are you coming to 10X? I told him, and I was like, I love what you got going on, whatever, whatever. And right when he was about to take me out of the live stream, I was super nervous, by the way, shaking. Like, I was nervous because this is my hero. You know what I mean? So he was like, all right, man, thanks for coming in. Have a great day. And I said, hey, Grant, one more thing. I had reached out to Kayla, and I have it wasn't even a top 100 business podcast at that point. I said, hey, I have a podcast and I want to have you on. And he was like, all right, let's do it. Send Kayla another email. So I screen recorded the video of Grant saying he would come on, sent it to her. And then around that time was when the podcast was really starting to go crazy. I had hit 39th in business in the world right after I did the interview with Q Banks, who's a huge Forex trader. He's got like a cult following. And I attached that in the email too. And I was like, I'm going to be in Miami in February. I want to come to the office and do it. And she was like, oh, okay. We can't do it in February, but just keep following up. And eventually I sent her like four more emails. And then it wasn't that I'd given up on doing it. I just kind of forgot. I was just like, okay, this probably isn't going to happen right now. So it's just on the back burner. I'm not going to get my hopes up. Honestly, it was my mentality. And then a few months later in April, she emailed me again, and she said, Grant said he'll give you 30 minutes. So I was like, okay, sweet. And at that time, I think Kayla had been kind of like keeping up with the podcast, because she had seen that I interviewed Frank Kern, who's now business partners with
Kayla. Yeah.
He's the man, copywriting master. Like, he's the guy that I look at in the space for direct response marketing. Like, look up to that guy so much. And another guy named Michael Bird, who is also affiliated and done some work with Grant. And then I eventually, you know, got Grant on the show. It was awesome. One of the best interviews I've ever done. And then now that's literally given me access to basically anybody I want. Once you interview somebody that high, people are like, after I just say, hey, I've interviewed Grant Cardone, I can really interview anybody that I want, honestly, which has been so cool. But it was definitely a ride and a journey to get to him.
That's really awesome. How spontaneous that was, you getting accepted to that live and, you know, just taking that opportunity when it was presented right in front of you, which is super awesome. Yeah. Also, I'm really curious to hear about how your first speaking gig went at NetCon, which was an event created by my buddy Simon Lerner in Long Island, New York, just because speaking events like that are something I'd really like to start doing. So I'd love to hear how that first experience went.
Yeah, dude. So I don't know if you're familiar with a guy named Brody Kern. Yeah. Brody is my coach, one of my best friends, mentor, like guy that I look up to. He spoke there as well. So it was really cool to have gotten to speak on stage with him in my first event. There was like 140 people. There was crazy turnout. And I also went out there with my good buddy who also spoke, Joe Stiber. So me and Joe, it was a really sentimental thing for me because Joe, the first networking event that I had gone to was at Build Your Empire in January. And that's where I had met Joe. And Joe and I used to chat like long, like a year ago when I first started trying to do stuff with the personal brand. And it was a really cool experience because we had met at Build Your Empire and then a few months later spoke on stage with the CEO of Build Your Empire and Brody was there. So it was a really special experience. And I thank Simon for having me. Simon's a great guy as well. He's also in Wake Up Wealthy now. So went really well. I was kind of nervous leading up to it, but it went really well. A lot of people had told me that they liked my speech and that I delivered a lot of value. And basically I just talked about how you can start and scale a top 100 or top 50 business podcast and leverage that to make a ton of connections. And I feel like if you're confident in what you're speaking about and you know that you're per se, I hate to say the word expert, but an expert in that field, you'll be able to crush your speech and people will be able to learn from it and then go implement what you've talked about on stage. So it went really well. It was super fun, amazing experience. I want to try to get on as many stages as I can. So I loved it.
Yeah, just going off that point, like if you're an expert at something, you don't need to read off a script, right? It's just going to come naturally. It's not going to seem forced. So I think, you know, just having that expertise in a specific subject for you, it seems to be podcasting is really helpful when it comes to speaking, just because you don't really need that script. You don't need to worry about what exactly to say at the right time. But you just have all that knowledge that you can, you know, source from and make a good speech. So just one last question about podcasting. So after Grant Cardone, after having him on your podcast, that seemed, like you said earlier, just to blow the whole podcasting thing up for you and open so many doors. I'm curious how the outreach process after that went. So was it a lot easier to get, different speakers on your podcast just because of that Grant Cardone?
100%, dude. There's some people that would agree to do it. They're just really hard to get to, like Ed Mylett, for example. I mean, he's getting like 5,000 DMs a day. So you kind of flooded with him.
Yeah.
But him and Andy Purcell are two people that I'm really going after really heavily. And Ty Lopez is kind of like, doesn't really do podcasts, but that'd be also a really cool person to interview. Mm-hmm. But basically, man, a lot of the guy, like I've been really going after a lot of the guys in network marketing. That's really interesting to me. Just those guys' story. Cause I mean, I know that everybody's going to have different thoughts about network marketing. I'm not in network marketing, but like Chandler Worry, his dad's Eric Worry. So like the guy for network marketing coaching is one of my good friends. I was actually FaceTiming him and his dad the other day. And some of those guys, they grind so hard for so long and make pennies and then they come up really quickly and make a ton of money. And they're just optimized and personal developed. Like, you know, Alex Morton?
Yeah.
Like, dude, to me, Alex Morton is like the peak of personal development. I mean, you know, like always in the gym, grinding 24/7.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Traveling around the world. So like those guys are really interesting to me. Like I'm going to interview Austin Godsey. And there's another guy in iMarkets Live who I'm trying to interview. So I know Grant's kind of in that world too, because he does a lot of stuff with like training those guys. So I've been reaching out to a few of them. It's been working really well. Me and Jason Brown have started to build up a little bit of a relationship. He's a Chairman 500 in iMarkets Live. So I've been trying to get him on the podcast. We're going to do it next week. And I was texting Austin Godsey's assistant today. And there's some other people that I really want to interview, trying to really pound like the e-commerce space as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I just interviewed Jared Getz. And then I want to get more people on that are doing what I do, digital marketing, Because like Eamon Gadgey and Jeremy Haynes and some of those guys.
Yeah,
I've
yeah,
just been going. Sure. I've really been going after a lot of like industry experts, regardless of how much kind of clout they have. Because at first it was like interview as many people with a ton of clout as possible, because then you can basically get all their attention. But now yeah. it's like deliver crazy value to the audience that I've already built up. So now we're doing more interviews like with people that maybe aren't as big on social media, but they can talk about how they got into the business model that they're in, and they're not going to hold out on information because they might sell that information.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely. So just like to pin that point home, just providing value first is really what I got out of that. Not your goal wasn't really to interview the people with the most followers or most clout, as you said, but to really provide that value so that those listeners, when they're listening to your podcast, are going to be like recurring. They're going to listen to every single podcast. So 100%. I think that was really cool. And just sort of another question off of that. You seem really busy, right? So you're podcasting all the time. You're running a media digital marketing agency. How do you find that balance when it comes to podcasting and all your other like business endeavors?
Okay, that's a great question, and it's something that I've really struggled with, because at some points it's like my brain can't take any more information. I feel like I'm so overloaded. So that's a really, really good question. Putting systems in place, and that's one of the things that's interested me so much about Brody. I mean, he's got a wife, he's got kids, he's in great shape, and he's got a 7-figure business. So I'm like, this is who I'm going to learn from, because this guy is one of the most structured people I've ever met. And I'm getting more stuff in place. It's kind of getting to the point where it's like overload. So now we have to kind of have organization, like a ton of organization. So even just with business, like the tools that we use, like, you know, whether it's and this is kind of nerdy, but like a CRM where we're inputting all our data, the stuff that we're doing with the agency, and just like me and my business partner, we're using systems like Slack where we can communicate better and we can communicate better with our clients. So putting stuff in place is super, super, super key, because if you're not organized, and especially like this whole Instagram world where you're reaching out to people through DM, if you're not like organized and you're not time blocking, we have a pretty basic time block every day. You know, we're waking up at 6 or 7, work out, meditate, do the whole deal, and then start working. And then we have certain slots. So like right now, my buddy's in the other room creating some content. Like, this is our content time block. This is when I'm normally, traditionally, when I'm doing a podcast interview, whether I'm interviewing somebody or whether I'm being interviewed, this is the kind of time we normally do it. So being really structured, being really organized. Another thing Sam Ovens teaches a lot is planning tomorrow today. So writing out your day every night, and just being really, really structured and organized. Because with a lot of entrepreneurs, we're all creative, we're all crazy, and we're all over the place at one time. So the people that can say, let me get disciplined, let me get structured, that's what's going to make you not only a lot of money, but that's what's going to make you less stressed, less anxious, and all that other stuff that's not so fun. So putting systems in place is one of the biggest things that I can tell you. And also, you know, when people start to reach up to a bigger financial level and start to really, you know, kill it, have somebody else doing things for you. You know what I mean? Like, these guys that are making $500K a month, they're not running their own calendars. They're not, you know, they're not on Instagram all day. And also, I have all my notifications on my phone turned off. You know, our phones are the biggest distraction. So staying focused is also huge. We train our brains to not focus doing so many different things at once. I mean, I know people that are on the phone call, looking at Instagram, trying to write something down, even when we drive. We text while we're driving, we're drinking a drink, and we're looking over what else is going on. We're never very little in our day. If you go back and look through your day, can you see times that you were really, really laser focused? So just working on focus, avoiding distractions, and putting systems in place is the advice that I give on that.
Yeah, definitely. And when you're starting out, you don't need a personal assistant, honestly.
No,
you
not at all.
Set it up with Google Calendar.
Exactly.
A website I really suggest is Calendly. That's how we set up this podcast today, Calendly.com. It's free. You just send out a link. People can, you know, block out times that you're free, and it's as easy as that. So obviously you don't need a personal assistant to start, but once you're actually getting that level of success that you want, and you have, you know, the money and the time really to hire a personal assistant to get all of that, you know, nitty gritty, time consuming stuff done for you, then you'll see that, you know, you'll be able to do more of the stuff that's really requires your focus and
100%.
Really, yeah, it takes all of your effort.
Because when you're first starting out, you're wearing a lot of hats in your business. I mean, you're talking to all your clients, you're doing all your sales, you're managing all the clients. I mean, you're doing everything. But once you start to build up, you're going to say, what activities are high income activities and what activities are not really doing anything for me and can be outsourced to someone else that where I can go really focus on what I need to do. You know, like I know, I mean, like Sam Lovins preaches on all the time. I mean, he doesn't do anything that's not work. I mean, he doesn't get groceries. He gets a haircut every 5 months. I mean, I know that's pretty extreme, but like, I believe in a thing called, it's a real thing. It's not something I believe. It's an actual real thing. Basically, it's decision fatigue. So like now I'm just wearing plain colored clothes. I'm not like waking up in the morning thinking, okay, my outfit, this goes with this. It's just like all plain colored clothes. I'm wearing a red blank t-shirt and some black shorts and some flip flops. Like that's what I'm, you know, decision fatigue. So you have to think what's taking up time in my day that's unnecessary and what's not. And whether you have an assistant or whatever, none of that really matters. Just try to make as little amount of decisions as possible that aren't taking you where you want to be.
Exactly. Use your energy for those decisions that, you know, really matter. You know, your clothes, like your example, doesn't really matter. I mean, you're obviously not going to want to wear shorts when it's winter, but I mean, simple decisions like that, it's not going to make or break your business. So I really agree with that point. So I really appreciate you coming on today, John. Go ahead and shout out all of your socials, where we can find your podcasts, what we can expect from you in the future, all of it.
100%. Well, I appreciate it, man. I just want to say we have a lot of good things coming with 99 Media, which is our digital marketing company. The podcast, we're reaching some new levels, interviewing some really cool people. And you can find me on Instagram at John Danes, JohnDanes. I was really excited that I got the M taken out of there.
I saw that.
The No Excuses Show on iTunes or anywhere you can find podcasts. And thank you, Jackson, for having me on, bro. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. So, guys, that's a No Excuses. Awesome. Appreciate it. That's a No Excuses Show on iTunes, Spotify, everywhere where there are podcasts. John, again, really appreciate you coming on. And we'll see you guys next time. Appreciate it. Guys, it's Jackson again. I just wanted to thank you a ton for listening to today's podcast. There are so many podcasts out there, and the fact that you listened to mine today is super awesome. I really appreciate you spending your time with me today. I just wanted to plug myself really quickly. This podcast is going to be insane. I'm going to be interviewing tons of world-class entrepreneurs on here. Expect weekly, if not multiple, podcasts per week. Also, if you guys want to keep in touch with me on Instagram, it is at Jackson McKiernan, JacksonMckiernan. And if you like today's episode, please leave a 5-star review. I'd really appreciate it. Thanks, guys.